business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
WRCO FM Richland Center. It is 31 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The first trial in the deadly onset shooting in New Mexico more than 2 years ago on Alec Baldwin's low-budget Western.
The Armor on the film Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, goes on trial today for involuntary manslaughter and tampering charges. They'll start with jury selection in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Prosecutors say Gutierrez-Reed was negligent in handling weapons and ammunition on the set in October of 2021, one of the factors that led to Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger on a gun that should never have been loaded with live rounds. Baldwin is also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. His trial date has not yet been set.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Donald Trump has yet to put up the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to appeal the New York business fraud judgment against him. State Attorney General Letitia James says they're ready to start taking over Trump's properties if he does not. Christopher Ward died in a hospital in Lakewood, Colorado, after he was bitten by one of the two venomous Gila monsters he kept as pets. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal of the admissions policy at a highly competitive magnet school in the Washington, D.C. suburbs.
Officials in Fairfax County, Virginia, determined in 2020 that Thomas Jefferson High School, recognized as one of the nation's best, had been admitting too many Asian students and not enough blacks, whites, or Hispanics. The Fourth Circuit Appeals Court held that a more racially balanced policy didn't discriminate because even though far fewer Asian Americans were admitted, they still made up a majority. The Supreme Court leaves that ruling standing.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The most stolen books from the San Francisco Public Library shelves? Not the hottest new novels or juicy memoirs. No, they're books about substance abuse recovery. So the city introduced a proposed ordinance to distribute addiction recovery books for free at the city's 27 public libraries, including the 12-step recovery book published by Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 56 degrees, partly cloudy and balmy, northwest winds at 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, variable clouds, a low of 32. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and continued spring-like, a high of 57. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 28. Friday, partly sunny and much cooler with a high of 37. And Saturday, 42, a cool start but mostly sunny and turning breezy. Sunday, partly sunny and mild with a high of 48. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 55, which wasn't a record setter, but it was in the ballpark. We're heading toward daytime high again, a little bit warmer maybe, perhaps today. Right now it is 31 degrees in Richland Center after a midnight reading of 35. Hello and welcome to today, Wednesday, February 21st. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave
dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in a little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Ricky Skaggs and the Band on WRCO. Before that, our national anthem from the Oak Ridge Boys, getting the day officially started here on the radio. Well, hello, everybody. Phil Nee with you on a middle-of-the-week Wednesday get-together, February 21st. We're getting it going here, starting it in grand style, and hopefully everything goes just peachy today. It was nice yesterday. Just so good for all of us to get out and get a little bit of that sunshine on our shoulders, as Johnny D would say, and just feeling that good fresh air. That was nice yesterday, and maybe even more of the same the next couple of days as well. Very spring-like. And the forecast holds fairly true all the way through. It's going to cool off toward the weekend and maybe near seasonal normals Friday. But then, well, you know, you look at next Monday, 57, next Tuesday, 62. Oh, my goodness. Right now, we're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. Well, it is time for us to start the chores. We have some sports scores to take a look at from the opening night of the WIAA Girls Tournament and a Badger men's basketball win by 4 points last night. Those stories coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's Hank Thompson.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. As I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Sometimes are broken, and someone you trust can prove untrue. But I'll never be unfaithful. All you can trust in my love. For you, put your trust in my love for you.
Warner Mac on WRCO Radio and My Love for You. 31 degrees in Richland Center this morning at 15 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Today, Wednesday, the 21st of February, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11 until 4 at Weston High School. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That drive going on today at Weston Schools from 11 until 4.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Old Steam Bull calves sold from 440 to 560. Lightweights and heifer calves 190 to 310 per pound. 72% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, topping out at $1.28. We had four cows in the 85 to 90 range and only three questionable health cows under 65. Feeder sale this Friday, February 16th. Early consignments include 35 Holstein steers, 8.5 to 10.50. 10 Holstein steers going to weigh 475, 35 white-faced calves weighing 5 to 650, 8 Holstein shorthorn crossbred steers carrying flesh weighing 1150, 6 Holstein steers 750 to 9, 8 black steers 750, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Give Darren and Colton or Jim a call at Mathis Farms at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or looking to purchase. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea on what your package of cattle could bring at our sales.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in the opening of the girls' basketball tournament, Ithaca picked up a 54-40 win over Riverdale, and as a result, advances into the WIA tournament's second round. Their opponent will be Highland, which defeated Benton last night 47-31. River Ridge over North Crawford 64-36. Waseca Steuben 65-23 over Seneca in girls' basketball. Also a win for the Alma Center Lincoln team over Hillsboro 42-33. Kickapoo 53, Lafarge Youth Initiative 30, and Brookwood over Wanewoc Center 62-56. In Division 4 last evening, Luther over Westby 58-29, and Lancaster got the win against Iowa Grant 48-32, Darlington 71, Boscobel 46, and Fenimore over Parkview 72-27. In Division 3, it was Dodgeville ending the year for Richland Center, 82-29, and Bigfoot was a winner against River Valley, 47-31. Viroqua, 48, Stanley Boyd, 24, and Mauston over Black River Falls, 71-38. Sparta beat Baraboo, 71-33 in Division 2 girls basketball, and it was a win for La Crosse Central over Portage, 59-35. Tyler Wall scored 18, and Max classmate scored 16, and Wisconsin made 11 of 12 foul shots in the last 42 seconds to fend off Maryland 74-70. Chucky Hepburn scored 11 points, and A.J. Storr 10 for the Badgers, who finished 28 of 31 from the foul line. Jameer Young scored 20 points, Julian Reese 18 for Maryland. Wisconsin's win, coupled with Iowa's road win against Michigan State, puts the Badgers in sole possession of third place in the Big Ten. Wisconsin is 2-1 since suffering a four-game losing streak. Elsewhere last night in action from the college basketball scene, it was number 15 Creighton knocking off UConn 85-66, UConn, the number one ranked team. From the NHL, Washington 6-2 over New Jersey. Florida won in overtime over Ottawa 3-2. The Rangers 3, Dallas 1. The Islanders 5-4 over Pittsburgh in overtime. Winnipeg 6, Minnesota 3. Colorado 3-1 over Vancouver. Nashville 5, Vegas 3. And Los Angeles 5-1 over Columbus. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Good morning from the Light in the Mill Cow Show. It is time to officially start the day with the aerobic polka. Feel that polka burn. Here we go, a one and a two and a... was a good one. There you go. The aerobic polka for today. The hometown polka from the Squeeze Box Band. It is 5:24. Good morning. Farm news and markets coming up in just a little bit. Today's high temperature will reach around 56 degrees. It will be partly cloudy and balmy. You don't often have the word balmy in the forecast in February, but we do today. Right now in Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 31 degrees. Here's Tracy Lawrence.
I'm from the wrong side of the tracks, born a breed apart.
Can't tie them up, you can't pin them down. They're clinging to some old star. They'll chase that restless spirit wherever the four winds blow. There's another dream just around the bend for renegades, rebels, and rogues. Renegades, rebels, and rogues. Eyes of fire, hearts of gold. They ramble till they drop, gamble till the money runs out. They'll take any wrong direction. It's in their blood to know that all roads lead to another road for renegades, rebels, and rogues. Daughters love them, daddies hate them, mamas don't understand. Whenever life feels down and dirty, they just play them another hand. Yeah, there's a place in heaven for those wild and kindred souls, but they'll be raised in hell till then, a renegade's rip and rules. Renegades, rebels and rogues, eyes of fire, hearts of gold. They ramble till they drop, gamble till the money runs out. They'll take any wrong direction. It's in their blood, you know. And all roads lead to another road. Renegades, rebels, and rogues.
From the cheating game, the web of dreams you weaved so well was casting the die for my private self, taking love, forsaking love, making me a victim of the cheating game. Who knows the mind of the cheating kind? Who's blocked the shadows from sight? The wrong seem right. You're gonna go scot-free to live a life without blame, while I reap the harvest of heartaches from the cheating.
Susan Ray on the Light in the Milk House show. WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com. It is 5:30. Good morning. Time now for farm news and markets and more regular features here on the Light in the Milk House Show.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshee Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshee Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
E15 Certainty. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. And to learn about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. Learn about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says year-round E15 is expected in 2025 and waivers should be granted to allow E15 for this summer. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from the National Ethanol Conference.
Secretary Vilsack told reporters it will take time for the Environmental Protection Agency to finalize the action, making E15 available nationwide.
I think it's important to have the justification for the expansion locked down solid so that if there are any concerns expressed about it, as often the oil industry provides, that we're in a position to be defend this as strongly as we can.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield the ethanol market is looking for certainty on how this will unfold.
You know, even knowing that those eight states will have the permanent ability to sell E15 year-round starting next summer, it needs to come with the assurance retailers will be able to continue selling E15 this summer as well.
And Cooper says he'll be watching closely to ensure the Biden administration grants summertime E15 waivers this year. Reporting from the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego, California, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering legislation that supporters say would bring more certainty to livestock operations. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
The Protect Our Farms Act would block cities, villages, and towns from having stricter animal welfare rules than the state already has. But Dairy Business Association lobbyist Chad Zolliger says the bill also addresses laws like California's Proposition 12.
That would put Wisconsin on record saying our products, our farmers have autonomy to stay within state law, but to sell their products everywhere, and we bring products in.
Zolliger says the Protect Our Farms Act has a chance to reach the governor's desk in the final weeks of the legislative session.
The assembly looks like they might be willing to calendar this for later in this week. And again, that's what we're here for, is to advocate for this and see if we can get the Senate on the same page.
In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And U.S. egg production declined from 2022 to 2023. The USDA says that for the year ending November 30th, 2023, production totaled 110 billion eggs, slightly lower than the previous year, with a larger number of laying hens canceled by lower average production. From the total, table egg production was down modestly, and hatching eggs fell by 1%. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
At Compeer Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy three, get one free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade into the day quiet and cash hogs close steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was very quiet on Monday. Bids and asking prices were not established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later. According to the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady across the state last week. USDA says demand was moderate to good as cattle futures took a dive midweek. Steer calves sold steady to $4 higher. Heifer calves were $2 to $4 lower. Medium and large one feeder steers 750 to 799 pounds brought 225 to 248. Boxed beef cutout values closed steady to higher on Tuesday, with choice up 28 cents at $297.37 and select up 42 at $287.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed, mostly steady to modestly higher, with light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. After a quiet start to the week, buyers are taking a look at the available near-term market-ready numbers while also watching demand signals. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 82 cents with a base range of $65 to $73.50 and weighted average price of $70.25. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were trending steady at $50. Slaughter sows were mostly steady at $39 to $42. Boars were marked at $14. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at $38 to $50, and boars were marked at $8 to $25. Pork values closed lower, down $1.34 at $92.44 on Tuesday. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up nearly 8,000 head on the year. At the CME, live cattle futures were mostly higher and feeders were up, preparing for this week's direct cash cattle business. Lean hog futures were modestly higher on short covering and demand expectations. April was up 45 cents at $85.67 and June was 42 cents higher at $98.17. You can find more market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Tuesday, direct cattle business was quiet. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up on an oversold bounce. March beans were 6¾ higher at 11.79. May was up 7¼ at 11.83½. March corn was up 2¼ at 4.18¾. May was 3 higher at 4.32½. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up ahead of this week's direct business. April live was 22 lower at 187.32. June was 12 higher at 182.95. March feeders were up 35 at 251.37. And hogs were supported by demand expectations, with April lean up 45 on the day at 85.67 and the June hog contract 42 higher at 98.17. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Census of Agriculture is about so much more than agriculture, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. While a new census of agriculture is done every 5 years in the U.S., and the results from the latest one just came out last week, work has already begun on the next one. At the release event, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack shared concerns about the continued decline in American farm and farmland numbers, but he also expressed hope and encouragement that younger persons could help create new models for farming and ranching operations.
Why is that important beyond agriculture? Because if you, in fact, can preserve those small and mid-sized farming operations, you preserve the ability of those families to live, to work, and raise their children in the small towns. Those kids will go to the small town school, which will prevent the necessity of constant mergers of rural schools. The small business owner who is in need of customers will obviously have more customers. The small town hospital won't have to beg to get a physician, won't have to be concerned about it being constrained to a clinic, because it'll have sufficient population to support a small town hospital.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Cole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A USDA dairy economist says a limited global milk production should support prices this year. Michael McConnell with the World Ag Outlook Board says milk production in the U.S. is expected to grow at a slower pace this year as Europe and New Zealand contract.
But we're expecting tighter global markets for dairy products, which are going to provide price support. And as a result, we're expecting to see a fair amount of price competition in the upcoming year, as both domestic and international users compete for products that are in relatively tighter markets.
During the recent USDA Ag Outlook Forum, McConnell projected 2024 milk prices for the year to average $20.95 per hundredweight, up 47 cents from 2023. McConnell is also expecting feed costs to come down and margins to improve this year. The Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday was up 0.5%, following positive trade seen since the start of the year. Anhydrous milk fat saw the largest gain, up 8.6%, followed by mozzarella, up 5.3%. Cheddar sales had the largest decline, down 4.6%. February Class 3 milk was up a penny at $16.18, March 15 cents higher at $16.99, April 6 cents higher at $17.15, May up 11 cents at $17.58 per hundredweight. Dry whey was down a penny at 51 cents, blocks up 4 1/4 at $1.52 1/4, barrels unchanged at $1.60 3/4, butter up 2 1/2 at $2.77 1/2, and non-fat dry milk up 2 1/4 cents at $1.19 1/4. For more agricultural news and markets, find us online at brownfieldagnews.com and follow us on social media. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. The forecast for today calls for a high of 56, partly cloudy and balmy. And then for tonight, variable clouds and 32, 57 for tomorrow's high, just 37 Friday, and then back to 42 for a high Saturday, 48 Sunday with sunshine, and Monday 57 degrees. In Richland Center this morning, after an early reading of 30, and let's see, midnight reading was 35, but we're at 31 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. We appreciate you joining us. We'll check more in-depth weather coming up with Tuni Schumacher just before 6 o'clock tonight, or today. We don't have to wait that long. This is Bill Anderson and Jan Howard. La 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 la. You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true. And I love you.
Say that you're a wallflower, 'cause you've always got something groovy to say.
You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true. And I love you.
Talk about a girl with a sweet disposition. You ought to have a room full of ribbons and wear them in your hair every day of the week for me.
People turn around, they know we're the luckiest people today in this old town. It's no wonder that they kind of wonder if we're not the happiest couple around.
You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true. And I love you. La 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 la. You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true. And I love you. I do, I do, I do. I love you. La 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 la.
Lighten the Mel Cow Show, Wednesday morning edition. Here's a group that was on the old Andy Griffith Show, the Dillards.
Swiping up. Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
From the Johnny Cash Show, Sunday Morning Coming Down, song written by Kris Kristofferson. We'll check out some weather for you in just a bit. Tony is in to report on that on this middle of the week Wednesday get-together. Have a good day. It's a good day for a commute in southwest Wisconsin. Just watch the little animals. Me and the vibe came kind of close to one or three last night, and I only had about a four-mile drive home.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, unusually warm weather continues around here for the next couple of days. Should be quite delightful for getting outdoors if you like spring-like conditions. Meanwhile, there will be a weather system passing south of us later tonight and early tomorrow, with a few light showers developing with that from Missouri through Illinois into Indiana and lower Michigan. There's a small chance a few sprinkles could work up into far south or southeast Wisconsin early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a Canadian cold front will move in by Friday, ushering in some much cooler temperatures, at least briefly. Along with that, a few snow flurries may blow down Lake Michigan and push down through south central Wisconsin. Friday afternoon, we'll have to wait and see if some of those might drift into our area, but no big deal either way. Dry weather holding on for the weekend, and some warmer air shifting back in by Saturday afternoon and Sunday. Then we'll see the warmest temperatures of the period early next week with gusty south winds ahead of a storm system coming our way from the Plain States that should bring us some precipitation, especially by Tuesday into Wednesday. That forecast for today, partly cloudy and balmy, high at 56, northwest wind 3 to 7, variably cloudy tonight, low 32, tomorrow partly cloudy to sunny, continued spring-like with a high of 57, northwest wind around 10. On Friday, partly sunny and much cooler, low 28, high 37. Saturday, a cool start but mostly sunny and turning breezy, low 15 with a high of 42. Sunday, partly sunny and mild, low 30, high 48. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, low in the upper 20s with highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and still quite warm, spotty rain showers possible. Low near 40 with a high of 62. It should turn much cooler on Wednesday with a few leftover showers, possibly mixing with snowflakes. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be
Currently in Richland Center, it is 31 degrees. A little bit of a light fog out there in some parts of southwest Wisconsin this morning. Yesterday's high, 55. The record high for February 21st, 63 back in 2017. Record low, 25 below zero in 1959. Last year's high, 34. The low, 14. Sunset will occur at 5:40 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 6:50. The air is calm. The barometer is at 29.87, down slightly currently.